Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the third Sunday of Lent, and from the Philippines, we hear from Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Cleanse Our Hearts.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers at their business. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all with the sheep and oxen out of the temple, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. You shall not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remember that it was written, "Zeal for thy house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign have you to show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise up in 3 days?" But he spoke about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remember that he had said this, and believed the scripture and the word which had been spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not trust himself to them, because he knew all men and needed no one to bear witness of man, for he himself what was in man. The Gospel of our Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus enters the temple and is confronted with a scene of chaos and desecration. Imagine a sacred space meant for prayer and worship had been turned into a marketplace. The temple, as we all know, was meant to be a special place where people come together to pray, offer sacrifices, and feel close to God. Over time, more spaces were added outside so more people could join in. The most sacred part of the temple, called the Holy of Holies, was where God manifested his presence to the high priest, who'd enter once a year on the Day of the Atonement. But various other courtyards were designed for people to gather and pray and offer sacrifice, including the court of the Gentiles. Since people came from far away, their laws allowed them to buy animals for sacrifice in Jerusalem instead of bringing them from where they come from. At first, sellers set up in the Kidron Valley outside the temple, but they have gradually moved inside, as read in the story, even into the court of Gentiles. There is anger here, but it is a righteous anger, not an impulsive one. Righteous anger is fundamentally different from the anger we are cautioned against in the scripture. It is not born out of personal vendetta or pride or malicious intent. Instead, this anger emerges from a deep love for God's holiness and a fervent desire for justice. Jesus' anger in the temple was not wrong. It was a righteous response to the misuse of a sacred space meant for worship and communion with God. Jesus' action, brothers and sisters, reminds us of the importance of preserving the sanctity of our worship spaces and spiritual spaces. It challenges us to consider how we honor God's presence in our lives, churches, and communities. The anger of Jesus in the temple is not a narrative about the permissibility of anger, but a call to righteous action motivated by love for God and justice for His people. It is a reminder that there are things worth standing up for, and that our anger, when rooted in love and directed by God's wisdom, can lead to transformative change. As we reflect on this gospel, let us pray for the courage to stand against what desecrates the sacred in our lives, and for the wisdom to cleanse our hearts, that we may be temples of God's Holy Spirit. Amen.